This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A study by a professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles uncovered only 31 credible claims of voter impersonation between 2000 and 2014 out of 1 billion ballots cast. An Arizona project reviewed 2,068 allegations of election fraud between 2000 and 2012 and found only 10 that involved misrepresentation. Facebook is involved in internal and external protests for allowing Trump to post what is defined as hate speech by their standards around his comments on Muslims. CEO Zuckerberg made the decision that it had to be allowed as freedom of speech for a presidential nominee. Colorado is voting on a ballot proposition that would create a single-payer health care system in that state. Clinton big donor outside fundraising has been double the level raised by Trump. Some surveys indicate that those earning more than $100,000 a year favor Clinton 45% to 28% over Trump. Studies say that 48.5% of men who have stopped looking for work are on painkillers. According to the Federal Bureau of Justice statistics, 60% of sexual assaults are committed by an intimate partner, relative, friend, or acquaintance, meaning the pressure on individuals not to name names can create widespread impunity for perpetrators. Of the FBI's 13,523 agents, 2,683, or about 20%, are women. About 83% of the agents are white. Train crash run by Bolloré Railways of France and Cameroon was carrying 1,300 people instead of 600 capacity, and a derailment has killed more than 70 and hurt 600, with 200 sent to hospitals in Douala. Studies indicate in laboratory conditions, observers misidentify fake laughter for real laughter 30% of the time, and in real situations, it's likely they misjudge it even more often. There are 20 million men with felony records who are not in jail, with dim prospects of employment, and most of these are black men. More of these are black men. Only about 6% of public school students are enrolled in charter schools. 8 states have no charter schools, and 5 states have fewer than 10. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.